He was fined $8,000 for keeping banned reptiles in Singapore. 2 years later, he moved overseas just to keep them. Randall Harkness began collecting reptiles in 2017.
As he grows up, he starts to trust you. And now he just like sits on my shoulder here without like moving around much. That's like the little things in life that I kind of appreciate when it comes to reptile pet keeping lah.
But Randall thinks it's no longer worth the risk to keep exotic pets in Singapore, where penalties are stiff. And yet, the demand hasn't disappeared. It's moved online. CNA joined one of several Telegram groups where live exotic animals are openly advertised. One group has more than 13,000 members, up nearly 20% in the past year. Scroll through these posts and you'll see reptiles and other exotic species for sale, some globally protected, with delivery into Singapore within days. When such groups are deleted, new ones appear or smaller chats are created. Experts say this shift is worrying.
Many of them are wild caught, so we know that there is a direct implication on the species survival and the wild populations. And often these animals also don't do very well in captive environments. So it's not really a win-win situation in this case.
Our contribution is to, you know, assist countries in their enforcement measures and also in their laboratory capabilities, such as forensics.
As the trade moves from cargo containers to encrypted chats, enforcement now faces a new challenge because the border isn't just the front line anymore. The trade now begins with a notification.